What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am your host, That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Akita Moore, also known as Angel Akita Tanksley. And beside me is the just ever so handsome, the ever so interrupt what I'm doing to do something else. Tell them who you are.
I am Marcus Tanksley of Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Man Shit.
In Man Shit.
Yes.
This is a weekly podcast, so if this is your first time coming through, just know you got so many other episodes that you can listen to, because you're going to love this one so much. You're going to be like, oh my God, I need to listen to this again or watch it again. So make sure you are rating and reviewing us on whatever platform you're listening to us on. You can also watch this on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. So we want to first give a shout out to our sponsors of this episode. We've got some favorites, Usual Wines, Brook Linen. Yeah. We'll be telling you more about them in the podcast. We also want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon that are watching this right now. Thank you guys for joining us. They're immediate family.
That's call the
them
immediate
Angel
family,
Wings,
y'all.
Tanks Punches.
All of that. Thank y'all for joining us. Say they are. They can easily alter the conversation because we are watching their comments as we record this.
Yes. Pew. So we have a segment that we love to do that is like one of our favorites. But before we jump into it, is there something you want to tell me, babe?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I was like, I feel like my husband is like trying to tell me something, and I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Nah,
it's not working.
I was trying to put something on the line. But go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to jump into a segment that I love to call Tanksley Pride. It's stories that we tell about our kids and something that they've done that we feel like, you know what, we need to share it with the world. Marcus somehow does not. Do you just not like this segment?
Yeah, I do like the segment.
Okay.
But that's usually the one you most likely will go to like every single time.
We have another segment called In My Feelings, and I tried to actually do it. One week another.
But you don't usually.
You just only pay attention to that. So, anyways, this segment we talk about one of our four boys or all of our four boys. We have four. We have one that's about to be 11. We have 5-year-old twins, and then we have our 1-year-old Amar, who's sitting in my lap. You can hear him.
Yeah.
Banging on stuff, talking, and excuse me, I'm actually going to tell a story because I need to defend myself. Because my husband is trying to make something seem like it happened that it didn't. So.
Y'all saw it.
In our last week's podcast, we talked about our parenting differences. And we talked about an instance where my son, little Marcus, said something smart aleck while we were doing a live on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Y'all saw
Marcus
it, family.
Marcus corrected him during the live, and then we end up having a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Right? And then we brought it up for the podcast that how I'm like, I don't think you should have corrected him on camera because it can be embarrassing. Specifically, mm-hmm. I'm talking about my 10-year-old who's about to be 11.
Yeah.
Recent events, I had to correct my twins because they were hitting each other. But more importantly, they were interrupting my workout.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I corrected them off camera. Then I said, you know what? I'm not alone. Let me share what just happened with
exploited the children.
The world.
Okay, that's different. You're right. Different situation. Exploitation of your own children. I'm going to use
I
the embarrassment
done. This
of,
is not
oh,
your
ahead,
turn.
Ahead,
it is not your turn.
Go ahead. Speak on it.
Here's one thing. My 5-year-olds are not as socially aware as my 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get embarrassed as easily because they don't really feel the need to impress people or they don't have the social pressure of looking cool and looking and feeling like they have to be a certain way. And two, I again did not correct them, discipline them on camera. I did it before. I just used my energy that I had at the time, which was a frustration, to retell the story.
Are you done? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So in that, I feel like when my husband created a video calling me a hypocrite, He was not looking at the situation correctly because he disciplined my son, our son, our 10-year-old, our very impressionable preteen on camera, where the 5-year-olds, they're not really aware.
Yeah.
You know.
You done? Are you done?
No.
You're not done? Okay. And just let me know when you're done. Let me know.
I just feel as though you owe me an apology. And I'm willing to take it whenever you're ready.
Are you done now?
As long as an apology is happening.
That ain't happening. So, not only did she decide to use our children to... She exploited them, one. Two, she decided to use that and then put them on camera. They're already embarrassed and feel in trouble. But then she felt the need, let me let the rest of the world know what I had to say to you. Which is even worse than just correcting in the moment. Mm-mm. You know, they were already innocent little 5-year-olds just out there like, oh, come do this. Oh, come to do that. Now, don't do this. Matter of fact, I'm going to let everybody else know what I had to do to y'all. Because, you know, when I did it to the older one, it wasn't even me. Hey, y'all, this is what I did. I just said, hey, that ain't what you do. I'm your daddy. I don't care what you do with your friends.
But what did we
I don't
say?
Care what I do. Now, Angel said, you can't take that back. That's around forever. So these twins, they ain't going to be around forever. They ain't going to come back on them.
First of all, Kyle was smiling the entire time.
Critical ass heifer.
No.
That's what she is right there.
Kyle was smiling
don't
the entire
matter.
Time.
Hey, doesn't matter. Get off me.
He was. And yeah. You know.
So y'all know I'm right. Y'all know I'm right.
I could yell and scream all day, and them kids don't care.
You are, yeah. This is what you don't do. You don't correct them, man. And it was embarrassing. And then
they
let me tell y'all what they did.
And then
I'm gonna make you fight each other till you die. And hypocrite.
And second of all, I exploit all of y'all, so don't make it sound like I just be exploiting the twins.
You exploit all of them. Y'all hear me? Y'all feel the immediate family understand what's going on and understand what's going on and everything. I never said I didn't. I don't see nothing wrong with it, but you corrected me.
Right, because
you know what I'm
saying?
Because that's wrong, and then you turn around and did it. That's because you a goddamn hypocrite.
No.
You have to? Now, let me tell you something else. Here's my Tanksley Pride story. I'm proud of my children, all four of them, for putting up with Angel's crap. That's what I'm proud of, Father. Y'all deserve the best. They have went through this quarantine with grace. They've saw Angel. They've had to deal with her snapping at them and whooping them and just putting them on camera where they're not wanted. And you know what? I applaud them for it. They're going to mature a whole lot faster than what they actually need to for dealing with her. But hey, you know, it is what it is. Mm. You know, I pray for them. I'm going to keep them in my prayers as well as you because it's needed. you know? Don't make no sense.
And really, is this what we're saying
today?
Don't
make no sense. Shall we move on?
I'm surprised you didn't tell the other Tanksley Pride story.
What other story? I got plenty of them. Did you do something else to them?
I did something for them.
She did do something for them. It's almost made up for embarrassing them and calling them out in front of the whole world. Angel planned a, what do you call it, like a movie night. With the kids, they watched a movie outside in the backyard. Then they roasted hot dogs and marshmallows and made s'mores. And then they had a weird idea of camping inside the kitchen. They put up a tent. Never got there. However, it was a really great time. She put up stars on the ceiling and everything and made this great thing. Because they have done a really good job of dealing with this whole quarantine and being stuck in the house and putting up with her. And she wanted to reward them for that. And it was great. It turned out great. So I do applaud you for trying to make up.
So I
awful,
can do yelling
for
because
the awful parent,
I do great ideas.
I'm not finished with the story. For the awful parent that you have been, I do applaud you for.
I'm going to hurt this man. I can't stand him at all. But what I can stand is our new linen. Okay?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
From Brook Linen.
You can't stand because you got to lay on it.
You know,
you got to lay down on it. Brook Linen, y'all.
You know what? There's like a book that talks about like successful people. They start their day off with making the bed.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
Well, what do you mean you do that?
That's I don't leave it the way it is. Like at least my side, you're usually in it, but I always throw the sheet back, put them useless blanket pillows back where they're supposed to go.
No, so I make our bed every morning. The rest of my house might be a mess. But I don't feel productive if my bed is not made. Like, I need it to look nice. It's just a good routine to have. And if you want some good quality sheets, Brooklinen, excuse me, had to get a cherry out my baby's mouth. Brooklinen is the company to go with, okay? Absolutely. They are home of the internet's favorite sheets. Let me tell you a little bit about Brooklinen. I love high quality sheets. The only thing that I possibly love more than that is getting them at a low price. Mm-hmm. It makes going to bed feel like you're going to a retreat. Oh, there truly is nothing better than good quality sheets at night. It feels really like somebody is just hugging on you.
There's something about if I'm excited to get into the bed.
Oh, don't you know that feeling once you get right under, especially if the room is cold and crisp.
And the sheets are cold.
Oh, when
ain't
you just...
like some cold, nice, soft sheets.
When they're nice sheets and they cold. Oh, it's the best.
You know, I do a long exhale. That's how you know the sheets feel good.
And it brings like a new life to the space. Like if you feel like your room is more like a cave and just like this is where I just go to like just fall asleep. It just brings new life. Brooklinen is the place to be. Okay, so Brooklinen was founded in the early 2014 by husband and wife duo Rich and Vicky. They wanted to find a beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg. Today, they are on a mission to make you more comfortable. Now, what I really loved when we ordered our sheets was that the variety in color patterns and materials that you have for your lounging needs. So they have like the classic Perkel. I'm not pronouncing it right, but it's P-E-R-C-A-L-E. It's cool, crisp with timeless matte finish. The Luxe Satin, which is buttery smooth cotton sheets. The Linen, which is airy, effortless, chic, made with the highest quality of flax in the world. And then the heathered cashmere, made of sweater weather, keeping you comfy. Oh, it's made for sweater weather. There you go. Keeping you comfy and cozy. We got the Luxe Sateen. Hey. Even more to love, there's bundle sheet and bidding big, save bigger. Includes duvet, core sheet set, and extra pillowcases. You get bidding extras like blankets and fabric care. I'm telling you, they have over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. So Brooklinen sheets are the perfect place to start making your mornings great. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their bidding comes with a lifetime warranty. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Only at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. So make sure y'all check out Brooklinen at brooklinen.com and use our promo code ARGUE for 10% off. All right?
Absolutely.
Your first order.
Y'all check that out.
So, we are going to move into the topic of the day. I'm sorry, I'm speaking away from the mic. The baby just took the bag of cherries we were eating, and he's about to try to start smashing these cherries. So cue in the topic of the day, babe.
Topic of the day today, y'all, is things that your parents didn't get you that you begged for.
When you were
young, when you were a kid, it's those things that you, or maybe that one thing or two things that you would beg for, pleaded for, and they never got you. I don't know how many of y'all went through that. I definitely went through it.
Like, were your parents, for you, did they usually get you all the things you wanted? Or, like, were they just like, we getting you the essentials. Don't be asking me for no foolishness.
There was a middle. You know, there was an even middle. It's like, I definitely knew that I got a lot of stuff that I asked for. But there were things that I didn't ask for. And a lot of stuff I really didn't ask for until it was like that gift time. It wasn't just random.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christmas, birthdays, like I had my specific things that I would ask for and try to get. And 9 times out of 10, I would get a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't never like nothing, and it never was everything.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a couple times around Christmas.
Do you remember anything specific?
Which side?
Of what you wanted and you didn't get.
Oh, I wanted something motorized as far as like a dirt bike or a go-kart. Go-kart was the biggest one. I wanted like an off-road little buggy.
Really?
Absolutely.
You expensive taste.
Huh?
That's expensive taste.
Let me tell you, that's the only thing I wanted. And they know they could have got there for me, and I wouldn't ask for nothing for the next 5 years. Because I was the type of child as if I had something, I was satisfied. It wasn't like that got old. Like, I would play with stuff like... Y'all, I still got remote control cars that I got when I was a kid. They it's still in my parents' basement. And when I go home for Christmas, I will reload in batteries and play with them with my sons. Like, I kept stuff. But the only reason I would have the God to ask for that is because I knew... I didn't think about it when I was, as a child, but even now, I know if something my sister wanted, she would have got it.
That's what I do know for your family.
Yeah, for a fact. She would have definitely
Marcus's
got it.
Marcus's sister is truly the princess of their family. Absolutely. So she got whatever she wanted.
But for me, it was just like, yeah, I would want something like that. And it's like, I never got it. And it was one of those things. This we knew enough people to where it didn't have to be brand new. They could have went to, you know, somebody that had one and didn't use it anymore. And they could have got it that way. But that's something they absolutely never got. And what's crazy is when my nephew, my brother's son, my oldest nephew, when he was about 6 or 7, they were like, we should find like a dirt bike or a go-kart or something for him. I'm like, he don't even like being outside. Like, I got so mad, I brought it all back up. So I'm like, y'all remember when I was out in the country? I would have had a ball with that thing. They never got it from me.
Let me tell you what Marcus, my husband, is good at. He is good at shaming his parents. Do you hear me?
I will.
He'll be like, yeah, y'all could have been.
I hype him up too, but I will.
Could have been retired had y'all ever supported me in these sports and da 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 da.
That's something else. I begged to play football. They never would let me play football.
I was raised by a single mother, so there was a lot of things I wanted that I didn't get. There was a lot of things I wanted that I didn't ask for as well, just because I also was aware of, like, It was a feast or a famine. Like, and a lot of times
We got some family out here that's ran outside. The strawberry shortcake bike. My sister had the sheets.
You had the strawberry shortcake? She had the strawberry shortcake sheets?
I had to get my brother. I had to inherit my brother's transformer sheets.
Oh, that's inheriting. I am the youngest of 4 girls. So you can imagine what my clothing...
decades
looked like. That is what I longed for, was really nice clothes. Luckily, it kind of sucked. Like, a lot of the black kids, especially that were hood kids, would always have nice clothes. They wasn't that they lived in nice houses, where we would live in a really nice house and my clothes would be straight up out of Walmart or either hand-me-downs. My oldest sister is 11 years older than me. So that really should let you know, like, I'm generations back. Generations back with stuff. So, like, not being able to... And then, like, there would be girls that would get their hair done every 2 weeks. That was not the case for me. So, like, while I had a lot of hair, my hairdos might not have been on point. Go ahead.
See, that with me, it would never was. Like, the shoes, like... I would get picked on and get into fights because I had on Payless shoes. But I knew for a fact my parents made a whole lot more money than the people who I was fighting and that was picking on me.
Had on current Payless shoes.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a difference.
But I'm just saying, you talking about like the kids or whatever, just like I never desired to like, I think we talked about this last time. It's like I had my first pair of Jordans when I was living in California and I bought them myself. Like, it's not something I ever... asked for. I didn't just ask for stuff just because it was trendy or name brands. Just like, no, I just want the type of stuff that I'm into.
I wanted at least trendy. It didn't have to be name brand. I wanted to look like I was dressed in the same decade as everybody else. That was the big thing for me. I still remember my mother had her best friend, Miss Roxanne, take me to go shopping. I want to say my 9th grade year of school. And I understood why I didn't get a lot of new clothes. I remember them shirts just being so expensive to me. Like, it was like a third. Now, granted, I'm now realizing that we went to grown women's stores to go shopping. Like, we were at New York and Company when it was Lerner, New York, and got me these really cute blouses. Those were when the sleeves used to be really big, and then they would come back to at the wrist. Yeah, it was like they were very blousey is the best way, and you could... kind of get a little off the shoulder action. Really not the type of shirt that you would think a 14-year-old would be wearing to school, but it was like I did come off very mature. I was able to get my hair done, so like my relaxer was very fresh and new. I think I had highlights at the time too, so I was looking cute. But I remember, I think the shirts were like $35. That was just like, that is so expensive. So I think we got 2 shirts, 2 pair of jeans. I think I got a jacket, too. That lets you know how often I didn't get to go shopping. I still remember those outfits. It was a maroon one and a white one. And I was just like, but I was also nervous because I knew that I wasn't dressing like I wasn't actually dressing like any of the other students. Like, yeah. I was coming in there like, I'm mature than all of you all.
Came in there looking like a substitute.
Pretty much. I did. I came in there looking like a substitute. I knew I looked cute, but I was still like, I'm dressed a little older than what I wanted to be.
Our son actually had a moment like that. We were looking for shoes. I can't remember where. And he was with us. And it was in like a Foot Locker or a Finish Line or something like that. And we were in the kids section. And he was looking at the shoes, and he was like, these shoes are so expensive.
Right.
Oh, my God. His mouth was blown because he didn't know a kid's shoe could cost $70, $80, $90 because we don't buy him expensive shoes like that.
I buy his shoes from Burlington and from Payless when they were around.
Because, for one, he's not into shoes. He's not into fashion like that.
Not at all.
He don't care. You can get him the nicest pair of shoes, and he will ride his bike in them, scuff them up, walk in his room, throw them in the corner, and not care. It's like... Yeah. Nah, we're not gonna. You know, kids I knew that was getting the expensive shoes, they was keeping them clean, wiping them down, polishing them every. Y'all remember having to polish some K-Swiss, the white polish?
I always do it with my kids.
Yeah, kids, K-Swiss.
They weren't kids, they were Schmitz. I don't know who they were, but they were kid off-brand.
But yeah, so for him, it's like, yeah, of course you didn't know shoes was this expensive. It'll be a while before you get them kind of shoes.
But you can see that clothing was a problem for me when I was younger because I have too many clothes and I don't wear them. I have so many clothes that I could throw away right now that one were cheap because I steal them like $35 for a shirt. You got to be kidding me. I'm like, if it's over $20, I don't want it. So I got all these things that are hella, hella cheap. And then not only that... I have them plentiful because I'm like, I finally am not wearing hand-me-downs. I'm finally getting to wear new stuff. I still ain't dressed like everybody else, though. I am in the same decade, but I'm not dressed like everybody else. There were a lot of toys that I would have... I did get my Easy Bake Oven, but I saw somebody mention they wanted a Teddy Rockspin. At one point in time, I did want a Teddy Rockspin, but that Teddy was too my cousin high priced.
Had a Teddy Rock. I had a. I don't know which one I had. He talked. It wasn't the Teddy Rockspin.
Was it?
I don't know what it was. My sister. Was it Jill? The life size little girl that used to walk and talk. It was a goddamn cyborg.
They got your sister.
She was like the same height as me.
Oh my god.
And she
gosh.
With them little creepy eyes and her eyelids, she would blink and walk and talk. And at the side, they got me something. It was a teddy bear. When my cousin, she got the Teddy Ruxpin. And I don't know what I ended up with. But I was always into remote control stuff. I would get remote control car. I got a hovercraft one time. Still got it.
You had a hovercraft?
Still got it.
Yay was spoiled. They were rich and spoiled.
But a hovercraft, like I said, that was Christmas.
Back to the Future.
That was Christmas.
So?
No, you thinking of a hoverboard.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
They ain't heard no. What are you talking about, girl? Ain't heard no.
That's what I was like. They rich. They is rich.
Girl,
they
got 1989. You talking about 2020? We didn't have that. Like, she thought we had a hoverboard. Really?
Listen, that's what I thought.
So Marty McFly over there just hovering up and down the street.
I was like, see, this rich boy over here with the pretty eyes. That's how he got him. Shut coming up. To school with your hoverboard. Pulling up on chicks.
Talking remote control. They still like, girl, we 30 years from the first hovercraft. What are you, a hoverboard? What are you talking about? At least.
I wanted the whole Barbie doll Malibu mansion house.
No, you wanted that.
With them truck, with the truck, the van that they barely fit into. You got to basically break their legs to get in there. I wanted that whole getup.
We had the Superman, not Superman, what's his name? He-Man. And we had the Skeletor castle. But that was between me, my sister, and brother. Like, we all shared that bad boy.
Listen, then Eddie, that's one of my dads, he made me a dollhouse. So it wasn't the same.
Did you have to get a tetanus shot?
No, it was actually very well made, but it wasn't made for Barbie-sized dolls. It was made for little bitty dolls. Like, you know, Barbie, she's shaped a certain way. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be putting Barbie in any size house.
You can't
house.
Just be jamming her up in there.
Yeah, the house got to be tall. It's got to be more tall than anything else.
she was made for the little green, he made it for the little green army man.
Yes. It was for smaller ones. I used to love all those things that that you could create with. You know, you could get these beads and you could lay them out to make a picture, and then you melt it with the iron.
Oh, yeah.
And you melt it with the iron and you pull it off, and it's like you got a face of a dog, you know?
Yeah.
Like stuff that you didn't need. I had the thing was like an Etch-A-Sketch where, well, it wasn't an Etch-A-Sketch. It's like the turntable spun, and then you like drop paint on it and it splattered around. I've been
seeing a commercial. Even as a kid, I was like, yeah, it would be neat, but I don't want
Mama
that.
Mama got me that. Now that she did get me. And
did it work?
You had a splattered mess. I mean, it was like the piece of art that you made was just circles of color. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is the next, you know, Picasso. It was circles of color.
Just circles. Yeah, people in the comments talking about Thundercats. Absolutely.
I never wanted Thundercats.
I wanted Thundercats so bad, and I wanted my cousin. He had the whole little, when they put them all together, the lions. I'm like, where you even get that? I ain't seen that at Toys R Us nowhere. How you find that? Where your mama get that from?
My jam was the Popples.
The Popples?
You didn't have a Popple?
Nah, what's a Popple?
A Popple, it was a little furry animal, but then you could put it inside its own pocket and it become a little
ball. I remember seeing them little things. It was disgusting.
Nah, they were like so dope. It was like a movie,
Critters. Remember the movie Critters?
No, kind of vaguely.
The aliens, little furry aliens. They used to talk and cuss.
Oh, Lord. No, there was, when you got older, what were things that you were, one thing that we had before everybody was internet. So I was I was winning on that.
See, you was winning on that. I was in high school. My daddy still wouldn't get internet in the house.
We had to do reports. It was high school when I got it.
Had to do reports and write papers, and we got to do it on his electronic typewriter.
Oh, no.
Who are you talking?
Let me tell you how excited I was about this computer that the whole family used that had internet. They got me this kid's encyclopedia program that I loved. I was up in that encyclopedia like it was the best thing. And I know I was at least 14 by this time. I was just like, what else can I look up? Let's look up fish.
See, we had they bought them from somewhere. I'm sure somebody came around selling. We had the encyclopedia set.
Oh, yeah, like we had Burgundy that, too. Set. Uh-huh.
I stayed in them books. That was entertainment for me. I just go, let's see what's in here. Look up stuff, yeah.
Ooh, I know what I wanted as a kid that we never got.
What?
Premium channels. I wanted to be able to watch premium channel-like stuff. When HBO had Babysitter's Club, I do believe it was HBO, The Fraggles was on a premium channel. The Fraggles was not on regular TV. Yes. But we did not get, if you all can hear the rumbling, it's because my laundry is happening right now on the other side of the wall.
Laundry right now,
my laundry had already been mildewing for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, heat advisory. You supposed to do it at night.
Yeah, and I did do it at night and keep forgetting to do it again at night. I go to bed.
Sound like Incredible Hulk trying to bust through the wall.
Did y'all have premium channels?
We had a few. I know we had HBO.
Rich.
Because we had the box. We had the movie box or whatever.
We had the box too, but none of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Disney Channel. Oh, we did eventually get Disney Channel.
We didn't have no Disney Channel. We had like the basic movie package. It wasn't like, we just had enough for daddy to watch movies. I mean, we had the Cartoon Network. Was it Cartoon Network then? I don't know what it was then, but it was, we didn't have, I don't know what our movies, the channels we had. I just know 33 was cartoons. Mm-hmm. That was Buzz Bunny and Tweety Show Saturday morning, channel 33. Come on now. then after that, my cousin, they had the satellite, so they had the original Cartoon Network with the wacky races and everything.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was Boomerang. We didn't have that back then. They had it, though. You had to have satellite.
What my mother was good at doing was supporting, like, dreams of mine. So, like, things that I did get to do. I got to take acting classes in high school. I also got to audition for the Mickey Mouse Club. I think in middle school, I got the audition for the Mickey Mouse Club. Now, see, we did
if
have...
If you didn't support your dreams, you'd be holding it against it to this day.
So, like, the material stuff, while I was wanting it, I was like, man, like, I really would like to be able to like get my hair done more often and wear cute shoes. Yeah,
somebody know what I'm talking about with that big wood grain metal box.
Yeah, we had that metal. We had that box too.
Yeah, so you over?
But we didn't have the movie channels. Will you stop? Ah, my baby is over here attacking me. And my husband just watching him.
Just take it out.
I'm trying to. My child is over here trying to rip out my earring. I'm trying to save my ear. But yeah, no, premium channels coming up younger. Once it was just me left in the house, that's when mama started investing in things like that because I'd be home by myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I needed something. But
I'm trying to think what else. I wanted a. I had a starter jacket. I got the starter jacket, but
You had a whole starter jacket.
Had a whole starter jacket.
Oh, that was not happening. Burlington didn't have starter jackets.
Burlington wasn't around. What are you talking about?
Burlington Coat Factory.
How long Burlington been around?
For forever.
I don't remember Burlington back then.
Yeah, because your parents were paying full price.
You're saying not it wasn't.
Your parents were paying full price, unlike mine.
I got a Buffalo Bills starter jacket. My sister got a Philadelphia Eagle. Granted, my parents, my dad did. My mom didn't know nothing about no goddamn football. What?
I'm listening to you.
Oh. Well, I'm done. Why you all? Turn around, all the kid. Why she?
No, let me tell you. Oh man, you made me forget what I'm saying because you over here being all paranoid.
Anybody paranoid? Why you being weird?
Oh, that's what it is. My mother used to put our stuff on layaway.
Oh yeah, you got to tell this story.
And it would lay away. Until they put it back. Because a lot of times we would not get our stuff off of layaway. It would be like, it would just kind of be like, it's like going to open houses for clothes. We would go and pick out the clothes we wanted for school, put it on layaway, and layaway would just go away. I can think of at least one time that we got stuff off of layaway, but there were a couple of times I'd be like, is it back on the floor though? Did y'all put it back on the floor? The stuff would be gone.
Let me tell you, see, I see everybody in the comments like, oh, the tanks was bougie. Y'all bought starter jackets. That wasn't nothing special because literally when they came out, everybody had a goddamn starter jacket. Like that Christmas after we went back to school.
I didn't.
Hush up. We went back to school. I'm talking about everybody walked up in there with a starter jacket on. My cousins that I know didn't have no money, they had starter jackets. Everybody had a starter jacket. I don't know if all the parents got together. It's like, yeah, let's go on and get these jackets.
They didn't get with my mother.
But I had that bad boy about 6 years.
I ain't never had nothing that said
like,
starter.
I still
on
got
it.
That starter jacket.
A starter jacket?
Yeah, got a starter jacket.
That's if that ain't the like the but highest again, quality Christmas.
But all year round I didn't ask for anything except for Christmas and birthday.
Listen, I think you're thinking that the things I'm talking about aren't Christmas mm-hmm. or aren't regular. Like,
well,
we're
I didn't
talking
get dream
about
supported,
the,
so shut up.
You didn't know what your dreams were. You didn't know. Yeah, no, I there was
Red, Nana P know everybody had a starter jacket.
I didn't.
That's one. What team was you going to get? You have no idea.
The Bulls.
Then you should have asked for it.
For what? For why?
It's too hot in here.
Why would I ask for something that I know was going to get a no? Why? It took me forever to have name brand shoes. I still recall.
I still didn't have them.
I still recall to this day. Were you wearing Payless shoes in high school?
No, high school I was buying my own goddamn shoes.
I still recall.
No. High school, I was wearing Skechers.
That's name brand. Skechers is name
brand.
Yeah,
but they is cheap.
I still recall my mother.
Clear dress code.
Taking me to Foot Locker and me picking out these red, they were red and they faded into black Nikes. And I was like, I want to get those. And they were, I want to say they were between 75 and 100. So it was a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Mama got me these shoes. I got compliments all week on those tennis shoes. And people usually knew not to look down at my feet because they knew it was going to be something tragic. It's like, that's where I think I get, you know, how I wear more times like slides or dress shoes more than tennis shoes until now.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like started back then because people don't be looking for like, at least not back when I was growing up. They weren't looking for you to have on name brand slides. They weren't looking for you to have on name brand.
Yeah, so you just got accustomed to wearing those.
Yeah, I just got accustomed to wearing those because tennis shoes is where, especially black kids, all knew. Like, if those, I remember my girlfriend, my best friend from second grade, her mom was stationed overseas, and she sent us some Felines because they were cheap as heck over overseas. They didn't look like the Felines here in the United States. People clowned me. And I was like, these are Felines. No, the heck they ain't. Those ain't no goddamn old Felines. I was like, yes, they're from, they're from Japan. I think they were like Japan. See, somebody lied to you.
I would get name brand shoes, but they weren't, they were not expensive. Like my Nikes would be like $35.
Where were they getting them? How were they getting them so cheap?
Carnival, girl. Shoe Carnival.
Nah, you right. That Shoe Carnival will do
carnival.
It.
Shoe yeah, Carnival. Yeah, I wear me some British Knights, LA Gear, K-Swiss, Reeboks Nikes. Yeah, you get them in Shoe Carnival, $35, $40. They ain't going to be knockoff, but they ain't going to be nobody's Air Max. And that's the thing. I knew not. Like, I would look at the price before I asked for some shoes. It was like, $60. My mom ain't about to buy them.
And what's crazy is my mother would have like spurts of times where she would all of a sudden be like, let's get something really nice. So like, I remember I got my first women. I got my first weave. Was I in college? It's before people really knew how to lay weaves in Kentucky. And I know that was a pretty penny. So random times she would just all of a sudden be like, let's do something nice. Like for the church anniversary, I had on this dress. It was probably way too sexy for a church anniversary. So I'd have times like that. But those weren't most of the times. And I know everybody at our church thought we were just packing. Because my mother did make a lot of money. But it's still, our lifestyle was not that of one where you could feel the money other than in our housing. So everybody thought, oh, yeah. Angel's gonna get this, Angel's gonna get that. And then I come up in there with the most off-brand name of shoe.
Yeah, I didn't start getting more expensive stuff until high school and I was working. And my mom, like, she would help me get stuff.
Uh-huh.
I remember we were kids. My dad took me, my sister, and my cousin Maya. Maya might be on here. What's up? He took us to the mall to get some shoes. I think it was my only time ever seeing Daddy in the mall.
Uh-huh. Oh, he don't go in the mall.
Yeah, nah. He said, y'all got 13 minutes.
What?
Find what you gonna get, and we getting up out of here.
13 minutes?
13 minutes.
Why such a little time? I remember that to this day.
He's like, I ain't trying to be here. I ain't gonna spend a whole bunch of money. Y'all get 13 minutes. So we walked out, and I don't remember what kind of shoes I bought. I remember they were Nikes, but that box was so busted. It's like, hey, somebody had bought some shoes and returned them and kicked the shoes on the way into the mall. And that's the box they gave me. I'm sitting there in the front seat of his truck with this box, just hoping. Thank you, Daddy. All right. I think Nikes probably look like some New Balance. I'm pretty sure they did.
I mean, so what price do you think is fair to spend on your kid for back to school?
Like total?
Yeah, total.
At this day and age, I don't know. And again, it depends on the kid. Like, now he's in middle school, it ticket might have to get a little bit more. Just a little bit. But, like me, I always knew how to dress and look nice without spending a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, so how much would you, if I said, here's the thing. My husband is not the one that does the back-to-school shop most time. At the most, he will get the shoes, and I still even sometimes buy additional shoes. So, if I was just like, you're doing it, I'm not participating. How much money do you think you're spending on the big one?
I don't even look. I have no idea. You know, when it comes to me spending money for y'all, I have no, like, there is no line. Like, I'm just going to spend it.
Right.
And that's, I don't know. I can't even put a, like, am I going to go out and spend $1,500 on him for school clothes? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
All at once. But if it's over 3 weekends, it's like, God dang, I don't know. I'm going to spend $2,000 for this dude on school. I don't know.
You don't know.
But it's like, I don't have a cap when it comes to, like, for the kids, buying stuff for them that they need, or not that they need really expensive stuff, but even, like, if they need new clothes or whatever, I'm not going to think about price. I'm just going to go do it. I do the same with you. You know, if I'm buying you something, oh, I want that. All right. And I won't even know the price. I'm going to cuss you out of my mind. I'm going to cuss you smooth out. Half always ask for something. Get on my goddamn nerves. Select, purchase, add to cart.
I feel like I spend, which is a little ridiculous. I spend between 3 and 5 if I were doing clothing. On Little Markets alone. The twins combined is 3 and 5 because their stuff is smaller. Again, I don't, they just now, well, no, they get name brand shoes, but they don't have to. Like, I will literally go on to Amazon and be getting some Hashishaki shoes that it came from.
Hirachis, girl, they're expensive.
I didn't say no Hirachis. It'd be Tamati. And I'll be like, yeah, that look good enough. It matches the shorts I got them. But I also am the type of chick, because
I stole a trapper keeper. I'm sorry.
Oh, trapper keeper.
Yeah.
I also am the type that keep all their old clothes. So, like, the twins typically only get new clothes for the beginning of the school year. Then they start wearing their brother's old clothes. And then I get them new clothes once I see, like, oh, the season for the clothes that they are being handed down is wrong. It's summertime. These are all winter clothes. Then I'll be like, all right, let me get them some new shorts. But I typically don't do shopping sprees for the boys because only one of them is into clothes and he makes do with the stuff.
Yeah, he'll make a fashion statement out of some old stuff. Mm-hmm. But no, that's something that I used to, I don't know if I ever asked for one. I always wanted one. I don't think I ever asked for was a JanSport backpack.
Why are those so special?
I don't know. Because I got a green one at one point, and hell, it was tore up by the end of the school year like all the other ones. I thought it was going to be more durable. I'm going to have this for a couple years. Nah.
I wanted a cute backpack. I wanted something like super trendy, sparkly. I almost got a bubble coat that was like really sparkly and like cute looking. It had to
bubble
go.
Coat. Never had a bubble coat.
I think it ended up. No. I got to keep that one. I thought it was going to have to go back to store. Now, that is the that is the tale of my life, is that some stuff would get bought, but Mama kept her receipts. And a lot of things went back when she realized.
People say they last forever. Them JanSport, the Walmart JanSports don't last. I don't care what none of y'all say.
Yeah, but they don't last. They don't last. I definitely. There was a lot of times where Mama would be able to get stuff, but then she would have to return it because she realized, oh no, that was too expensive. We need to cover something else that we need to pay for. So I also knew Marcus gets mad at me. Again, psychology, think about it. Marcus gets mad at me because I don't take the tags off of my clothing. But I lived a life where I didn't know whether or not
I could
keep
stuff.
Girl, that
was 40 years ago.
It don't matter.
Angel will wear some stuff 5 times and wash it, and somehow the tag survives and stays on it. I just go through her clothes and just snatching off tags.
That's not nice.
It's annoying.
That's not nice.
You're not nice.
That's not nice. This is a part of my childhood of knowing.
Let it go. You're not a child no more.
I know.
When I was a child, I did childish things. Now that I'm an adult, it's in the Bible. Need to read the Bible. Need to read the Bible.
You know what else happened in the Bible? You know what happened in the Bible?
Yeah, God smiting people that exploit their children.
No,
it says that in there also. Do not anger. What?
Do not. No.
Nothing. No, I ain't gonna finish. That's all you get for free.
You know what you're about to say. No, what else is in the Bible is Jesus turning water into wine. But was it usual wine? Pretty sure it was. And I want to talk about our next sponsor, Usual Wines. If you are a regular listener of this podcast, you are familiar with Usual Wines because we love them and they love us here. Is this going to cause an argument? So let me tell you a little bit about them just in case you don't know. Usual Wines are wines for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour, about a glass and a half of wine. No more pouring wine down the sink when you don't want to finish the bottle because of the single serve format. In bottle design, Usual Wines is always fresh. No more flat, bubbly, or stale rosé. Usual Wines are made from world-class American viticultural area, also known as AVAs in California, like Napa, Sonoma, Santa Barbara, and are made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. These wines are low-carb and have 0 grams of sugar. Oh, they're so yummy.
They off the hook, y'all.
Usual wines are have a blend of red, have a red blend of rosé, a sparkling white wine called Brut. They also have a limited production Brut Rosé just for the summer. I do believe I just got an email that they have a the Brut, I think, with guava. Don't hold me to it, but I know I saw an email that's got a new. Ooh, I can't wait to get it. I'm so excited. So more on the no sugar. Did you all know that in the U.S. there are over 60 additives allowed by law to be used in winemaking? Usual wine does not have any chemical or sugar additives to enhance the flavor or stability of their wine. They are truly a clean wine brand. Now, even though grapes have sugar, what Usual Wine does in producing, they use a natural, sustainable grapes harvested every fall. The grapes are picked at optimal ripeness to ensure all the sugar will be fermented completely out until the wines are dry with no residual sugar. All that's left over is delicious, clean wine. The process of fermentation happens when the natural yeast eat the naturally occurring sugar in the grapes, and goes sugar out comes alcohol. Some winemakers will purposefully end fermentation early to keep a little sugar in their wines. Usual wines are fermented until no more sugar in the wine. That ensures that the wines are as dry as possible and lower in calories. So go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our discount code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. Again, go to www.usualwines.com and put in the promo code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and have a glass on us. We thank Usual Wines for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank y'all.
Yeah. So anyway, this is why I keep tags on, Marcus.
Let it go. Think you better let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. It's hard.
It's not hard.
It is.
It's easy.
Is there something that you now look forward to being able to either buy yourself or buy your children?
Any goddamn thing I want. Now, them, I'll get excited to buy them stuff that they're into if they're truly into it. Like, you know, Christmas is my time of year. I love buying people stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one thing I love doing is just shopping. I usually get in the mood by getting myself something first. And then I'm like, all right, everybody else is getting these dollars. They getting these gifts.
Yes, he does.
Make 2-3 trips to the truck. But yeah, no, I like getting them stuff that they are really excited about. Now it's like they're only excited about these goddamn video games, and I ain't into that.
You remember that one Christmas we were broke and we agreed not to buy each other anything? I think you brought me some Carol's Daughter and I bought you a wallet.
Yeah,
we had one of those Christmases once where we were just like, just to fly to Kentucky.
Yeah, fly to Kentucky. We were like, ugh. Yeah, we're here. That's our gift.
Right. We were like, we are not. Mm-mm. I do. I too enjoy the fact that, like, opportunities I can pay for my kids. Like, I'm not like, oh, you can't be involved in this because it costs too much.
Yeah.
I'm like, how much is it? Okay, well, you ain't gonna miss none of it. Let me tell you this right now. Yeah. We gonna get every penny's worth of it. I'm glad I'm able to do that. I can't wait until I feel comfortable allowing them to participate in things that have recurring costs. Yeah. That I ain't at that point yet where I feel comfortable being like, okay, so we gotta spend this money again and again and again. Like, yeah, I'm not at that place. But once I am, I feel like, you know, I'm going to feel real excited about it. I told y'all before that just having snacks, I feel like the fact that I get snacks from Costco, like part of that is because I have boys, so they eat a lot. But also just being like, you know, there were points in time in our life. Again, we've had feast and famine growing up with my mother. My mother has had the opportunities to make tons of money, but there was times where that wasn't the case. So we had things like powdered milk and powdered eggs, not on purpose, I feel like, but we had situations like that. And I'm glad that they now, mind you, my kids, they have benefited from WIC. For when I was like in between acting jobs, because when you're not working as an actress, you're just you know, you're not working. There's like, you like, just
you,
waiting.
You'll get weak anytime you can, though. It don't matter how much you
love. Surely would.
I was like, don't put that on you not acting.
No, but that was the only time I would go get it, is when I did not have an acting job. I'd be like, I didn't think you could get weak if you were married. I was like, wait a minute. I can be married and get weak. I want that cheese. I want that milk. Where's the juicy juice? The cans of tuna. But low-key, like, the fact that the other day our kids had sushi. And they were like,
they actually requested it.
Well, Sai does. The other ones don't as much, but they like it. They liked it. They were like, yeah. The little Marcus, him and his judgmental self.
Yeah.
It's good. It's flavorful. Yeah. It's good. Like, that's
see, something that makes me happy. Coming up with Red Lobster.
Absolutely.
Like, it was our sushi she coming up.
I told Red Lobster was 4-star dining. I don't know when it became like trash.
I took a prom date to Red Lobster. And I went, and my parents was already there eating. I'm dead serious. They said, hey, my parents and my cousins were like their age. They was all already there. Hey, where y'all eating? Walked up in there in our tuxes and gowns and boutonnieres and... massage and everything.
To Red Lobster?
Yeah.
Was that her request? Or you were like, I'm gonna take you.
It wasn't like a date date. It was like my friend's sister, so it wasn't.
But
like,
I thought you said it was a prom date.
It was a prom date. Like, she asked me to take it. I was like, yeah, we can go. So it wasn't like a serious, like, let me wine and die. It was like, what you wanna eat?
But like, Red Lobster?
Red goddamn lobster.
That tops the soul food restaurant that I was in by myself.
Nah, you was by yourself.
I mean, I was there with my dad.
Stop!
Sorry for the yell if you're listening. Our kids are beating on doors.
Our mom and daddy was in there.
In their regular clothes.
Yeah. They was in there. My daddy's, I don't know where old men be getting the Nike from.
David's bridal finest. Yeah. I cannot even. But yeah, even things like that. Like, I like the thought of being able to, like, you know, when it comes time for his prom, granted, they'll just be in, like, tuxedos or suits. It's not as, you know, I don't have a daughter. But, like, being able to put them in the thing that they really want to wear and not be like, you got to go. We got to go to the place that's helping, you know, disadvantaged kids get free tuxedos.
I remember my other restaurants I went to for prom.
They were probably just, you went to Cheddar's?
No.
TGI Friday?
No. Did we ever do that? I don't remember doing dinner. No, I just remember walking there and seeing them. Because there wasn't like no real prom. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll take you. I ain't doing nothing else.
Well, I can't say that any of the things that I didn't get that I feel as though I missed out. Like, none of the things do I sit back and look at and like, oh, if I would have had this, my life would have been so different. I know you feel that way about sports, but I don't, like, I
don't know. Yeah, I think basketball, because I got pretty serious with it.
That would have been a little different.
Yeah, and football with my brother. Absolutely. Probably, possibly with me too.
The only thing that...
Don't care. Don't matter.
If I would have been able to potentially take dance at a younger age, but I was able to get that done, was able to get a scholarship to take dance, so I can't really even say that. Like, I feel like none of the things that my mother wasn't able to provide or decided not to provide, do I feel like they were life-altering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't feel like nothing was... Because everybody we came up around was playing some type of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Best type thing is like, no, I still think with my brother, possibly. And if he went, I possibly would have went to, who knows. But
yeah.
It was never I truly held against him. I'm just like, y'all know what could have happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think at the end of the day, that's what I'd be trying to think about. It is hard for me to not spoil my boys because I know I am capable of spoiling them.
They're laughing at me. Going to Red Lobster.
Red Lobster is hilarious because you just threw that at us like it was okay.
It is all right.
No.
When it's your friend, ain't nothing wrong with it. Somebody you don't grew up with. What you doing 2 weeks from now?
The y'all going out on prom, but still you want your prom dinner to be at a special place.
Why?
Because it's prom. Everything about prom is supposed to be special. If
she
wanted something special,
she would have said it. It was just another prom for me. I had been to 6 or 7. It didn't matter to me.
She should have told you exactly where to take her.
Well, she didn't. I know. She didn't care. Apparently.
She cared. She probably liked you.
No.
She probably liked
Red Lobster. you want some king crabs, girl? Go ahead.
You guys, tell us where... Oh, not where. I was about to say where you took your prom date. That's not what I'm about to say.
What?
Tell us what you wanted as a kid that your parents just either decided absolutely not, or they just could not afford to get it. I know some of the things that I got as soon as I was capable of doing it. I got my band jacket. I got my class ring. Mm-hmm. I bought all of that with my own. I got my belly button pierced. I did a couple of things.
I'm getting that the go-kart. I'm going to get a razor. Yeah. As soon as we move, I get somewhere to store it. And a jet ski.
Marcus, you already have the Ford Mustang. Calm down.
And?
Yeah, let us know, though, in the comments, especially if you're watching this on YouTube. Or you can tweet me at Angel the Actress and use the hashtag ITGTCAA. You can do that. That's it. What are you about to say?
A fish. My brother got 50-11 dogs. I got a fish.
I got no fish. He said, no I fish. Got, oh, no got no fish. Bless your heart. I did want a puppy.
That I didn't had ever... plenty of dogs. That was my uncle, though.
I had dogs.
My uncle would give me puppies, dogs. I don't know where he got all these animals from. He's the same one got me a rabbit.
I did get the dog that died, the one that I told them about on Instagram Live, the dog, Abigail, who got hit by a car.
Is that the one y'all had for 3 hours?
Yeah, that felt like we had it for 2 seconds. The dog was dead. But that's why I'm going to get my dog. I'm going to get my dog September 23rd. You all will be meeting the new addition to the family. Be on the lookout. Make sure, if you all don't know this, you guys, we have a YouTube channel together. Yeah. It is at 70,000 subscribers. I am trying to get it to 30. I'm trying to add an additional 30,000 by the end of the year so I can finally hit my goal of 100,000 YouTube subscribers. So please, when you're out here on these YouTube streets, subscribe to That's Your Angel TV. And if you're watching, you can leave comments. We read every single last comment. There's not one comment we do not read. We read all of them. So go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel and like this video. Click it. But if you're listening to this on Apple Podcast, please rate and review us. It makes us more discoverable. Mm-hmm. Again, we want to give a special shout out to our Patreon and our moderators. They are watching this live. They have been adding to this whole entire conversation. We have been cracking up hearing them tell us the things that they did not get, and it has been hysterical. And they too thought that Marcus going to Red Lobster
was ridiculous. Was perfectly fine.
Was ridiculous. Just like they agreed with me when I brought up the argument that I did not do the same thing.
Because she's exploiting these goddamn kids. It don't make no sense.
Ain't nobody exploiting these kids in a way that's not helpful to them.
I'm about to send him. Hey, y'all.
We about to ship the landlord to y'all.
Yes.
Because he's coming in here wrecking shop. Well, I think this is a great way to end the episode. Absolutely. So,
all right, family.
Again, a special thank you to Usual Wines in Brooklyn. And make sure you check them out. I'll leave their information in the show notes as well as the description of the podcast and the video. And until next Wednesday.
Y'all have a good one, family.
Y'all be blessed. Bye.